Table of Contents 4, Tape 3, Side 1, Lesson 10.
HJPAD Sample Dialogues.
Tape 3, Side 2, Lesson 10.
HJPAD Sample Dialogues.
Continued.
This learning module is entitled HJPAD Sample Dialogues. In this lesson, you will learn how to operate standard window controls found in many dialogues while working in the Windows environment.
Currently, the only two programs that I've got running are JAWS for Windows and HJPAD. The Sample Dialogues submenu can be found within the Tools pull-down menu, and you can find Tools on your menu bar. I'm going to go ahead and activate the Tools pull-down menu with the hotkey combination of Alt plus the letter T as in Tools.
Alt T menu active Tools spell checker dot F7.
I'll down arrow to Sample Dialogues.
Sample Dialog submenu.
And press Enter to open this submenu.
Enter single page 1 dot dot dot.
JAWS speaks single page 1 dot dot dot. Single page 1 is the first item in this submenu, and dot 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 means that a dialog box is going to follow as soon as I press Enter. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter now.
Enter leaving menus, personal information 1 dialog, title colon MR period, radio button checked 1 of 4.
Upon activating the single page 1 dialog, we land in what's referred to as a group of radio buttons. The first radio button, in this case, Mr., is selected or checked by default. The thing to remember about radio buttons is that only one can be checked within a group at any given time. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key until I wrap back around to the first choice in this group, which is Mr.
Title colon MRS period, radio button checked 2 of 4. Title colon MS period, radio button checked 3 of 4. Title colon MS radio button checked 4 of 4. Title colon MR period, radio button checked 1 of 4.
And here I am back at Mr. Two forms of user help are available at any time when working in any of these sample dialogues: JAWS screen sensitive help and Windows help. Let's hear the differences in the types of information that these two help options offer. I'm going to first press the JAWS keystroke, insert plus the function key F1, to see what screen sensitive help tells me.
This is one of a group of radio buttons. Only one can be checked at a time. Use the up and down arrow keys to move the check mark. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So we hear the type of control that our focus is currently on, as well as how to proceed within this dialog or operate a particular control. So that's JAWS screen sensitive help. Let's hear what type of information we get when we press Shift plus F1 for Windows help.
Shift F1, Windows help, select the appropriate title that depicts who you are, period.
So this is Windows specific help. This help tells us the kind of information a control is looking for. This is also often referred to as pop-up or bubble help. This is because information actually appears on your computer screen in a little rectangular box. When you are finished with Windows help, you're going to need to press the Escape key to place your focus back on the control you were on before you activated Windows help. I'll press the Escape key now.
Document-HJPAD, personal information 1 dialog, title colon MR period, radio button checked 1 of 4.
So to recap, the differences between JAWS screen sensitive help and Windows help is that JAWS screen sensitive help gives you help on a particular control and tells you how to proceed within a dialog or how to operate a certain control, whereas Windows help tells you the type of information that control represents. It's also important to realize that Windows Help actually appears on your computer screen, whereas JAWS screen-sensitive help does not. It is simply spoken. I'm going to tab to the next control in this dialog.
Tab, first name, colon, edit.
And we've landed in what's identified by JAWS as an edit field. And this is the first of three edit fields that you will encounter in this dialog. An edit field allows us to enter text, and in this case it's asking for a first name. Edit fields are very similar to word processors in that you still have much of the functionality in terms of editing and navigating within an edit field that you do in a word processor. I'll go ahead and enter my first name in this edit field.
E-A-R-L-E.
And then tab to the next control.
Tab, last name, colon, edit.
Here's another single line edit field asking for my last name. I'll go ahead and type that in here.
H-A-R-R-I-O-N.
And press tab to the next control.
Tab, street, colon, edit.
Here we end up on a control called the street edit field. And this is a multi-line edit field. And the amount of space or number of lines that's given within an edit field is going to depend on the type of information that's being asked for and will be defined by the amount of space the programmer of a given dialog box feels is necessary. I'm just going to type in as part of my street address the department that I work in, which is the training department. I'll go ahead and type that in.
T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G space D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
And I'll press Enter to move my insertion point to the next line.
Enter.
I'll type in my address.
11800 space 31ST space N period.
And if I'd like, I can move my insertion point to the previous line and have JAWS read that to me by pressing the up arrow, just like we would in a word processing program.
Training department.
And I'll down arrow.
11831 ST cord N period.
I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, city, colon, edit, combo.
Here we land on a control called an edit combo box. Let's press insert plus F1 here to see how this control works.
This is an edit combo box. Type in a value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use Alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box. Use the Tab key to move to the next control. Frequently, an edit combo contains a history list of previously selected items.
So we hear that edit combo boxes are actually a combination of two controls, an edit field and a list box containing a collection of choices dictated by the program. You can either explore the list box by arrowing up and down through it to see if your city is in this list box, or you can simply type the name of a city in the edit field. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow through this list box.
City colon edit combo Albany.
I'll down arrow again.
City colon edit combo Annapolis.
And again.
City colon edit combo Atlanta.
We hear that not only is this list in alphabetical order, but it only contains the names of capital cities in the United States. And since the city that I live in, St. Petersburg, isn't the capital of Florida, I'm going to have to type my city in here. We heard that the last city that I selected as I was arrowing through the list of capital cities was Atlanta. And this item is currently selected. That is highlighted. If I were to move one of my navigational keys, I would take away that highlight and an insertion point would appear in my edit field. Since this item is highlighted, I can simply overwrite it. I'm going to go ahead and do that by typing St. Petersburg in here.
S-T-E-R-S-B-G.
And I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, state, colon, combo box.
JAWS speaks state, colon, combo box. So this is actually different than an edit combo box. Here, the only control is a list box, and you cannot type new items or new information into a list. You can only choose one of the available items within a list. Some combo boxes require that you use a keystroke, Alt in combination with the down arrow, to open a list box. This is becoming less and less the case. In this situation, we can simply press the down arrow to hear the first item within our list spoken. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Alabama.
And again, we're in an alphabetical list, and I can either continue to down arrow through this list until I get to Florida in my case, or I can navigate by first letter. I'm simply going to press the letter F.
F, Florida.
And Florida is selected within this list. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, years of computer experience, edit, 0.
Joss speaks years of computer experience, 0. This control is what's known as an edit spin box. You'll typically see this type of control when the information that's being requested needs to be in the form of a numeric value. You can operate this control in one of two ways. We can either arrow up and down through our list and make our selection, in which case the information that appears in the edit field portion of this control will be reflected by what's selected in the list, or we can simply type in our years of computer experience. And I've been involved with computers for somewhere around 14, 15 years, so I think I'll just type in 14 here.
1, 4.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, rank your computer knowledge, advanced left right slider, 0%.
Here we end up on a control called a left right slider, and we hear that we're being asked to rank our computer knowledge, and the default setting for the slider is set to 0%. Since this is a left-right slider, this control is oriented horizontally, and we can operate this control by simply pressing the left and right arrow keys. I'm going to go ahead and press the right arrow key now.
1%.
Again.
2%.
So we hear that pressing the right arrow increments us 1% at a time, and of course, pressing the left arrow would decrease our value 1% at a time. I'll go ahead and press left arrow now.
1%.
And again.
0%.
If I want to increment by larger units, I can press either the page up or page down keys. Pressing the page down or number 3 on the numpad will increase the value of the slider. I'll go ahead and press this.
20%.
And again.
40%.
If I'd like to move my slider either from one extreme to another, that is from 0 to 100%, I can use either the home or the end key on my numeric keypad. For example, pressing the end key or the number 1 on the numpad will move me to 100%. I'll go ahead and press this now.
100%.
Pressing the home key will move me back to 0%. I'll go ahead and do this now.
0%.
And since there's plenty I don't know about computers, I'm just going to go ahead and rank my knowledge at about 25%. So I'm going to press the page down key one time.
20%.
And I'm going to increase one at a time by pressing the right arrow key.
25%.
And I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, word processor, checkbox not checked.
We've landed on a control called a checkbox. And a checkbox can either be checked or unchecked. And by default, this checkbox is unchecked. And since I've got some experience with word processors, I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing the space bar.
Space.
I can verify that this is now checked by simply pressing Insert plus Up arrow, the command to read the current line.
Types of applications you have used in the past, word processor, checkbox checked.
And I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, spreadsheet, checkbox not checked.
I'll check this.
Space.
And tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, accounting, checkbox not checked.
There are several other checkboxes in this dialog, so feel free to tab between them and check them or leave them unchecked according to your computer experience. The only other controls that we haven't seen in this dialogue would be a clear form button, which when activated is going to set all of the options in this dialogue back to its default settings, that is, clear all of our edit fields and put all the other controls in their original state. There's also an OK button and a cancel button. The cancel button will get you out of this dialogue without making any changes to it, and the OK button, which is the default button, meaning that it may be activated regardless of whatever control in this dialog has the focus. And I can verify that the OK button is the default button in this case by pressing Insert plus the letter E. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Default button is OK.
And JAWS speaks, default button is OK. So I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button, exit this dialog, and place my application focus back in the application that it was in before I activated this dialog. I'll press Enter now.
Enter edit.
Let's go ahead and move to the next sample dialog, single page 2. I'll go ahead and activate the Tools pull-down menu, Alt-T.
Alt-T, menu bar, menu active, tools, spell checker, .. F7.
Down arrow to the samples dialog submenu.
Sample dialog submenu.
Press Enter.
Enter, single page 1, ..
And down arrow to the single page 2 selection in this menu.
Single page 2, ..
And I'll press Enter to activate this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, personal information 2, dialog, full name, .. Edit.
Upon activating the single page 2 dialog, we landed in an edit field asking us to enter our full name. Currently, there's nothing in this edit field, and I can verify this with a read current line. I'll go ahead and do this, insert plus up arrow.
Full name, .. Edit.
JAWS speaks, full name, .. Edit. So we could type in our full name in this edit field. However, since we heard .. we hear that there's a dialog associated with this edit field. Sometimes dialog controls are situated next to each other and ask for the same type of information. Here, we have landed in an edit field, so we can type our full name here if we want to. But if we shift tab, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Shift tab, full name .. button.
We land on a different control called the full name .. button. I'll go ahead and activate this button by pressing the Enter key.
Enter, personal information 2, dialog, full name dialog, name details first name colon edit.
So we hear name details first name colon edit. One good way of hearing the available controls in a dialog box is by using a JAWS keystroke that will read the controls within a dialog box in their tab order. This keystroke is Insert plus the letter B, as in Bravo. I'll go ahead and press this now.
First name colon edit N, middle name colon edit, last name colon edit, OK button, cancel button.
So we hear that the tab order of the controls in this dialog box are, of course, first, middle, last name, and we hear we've also got an OK and a cancel button in this dialog. And upon getting into this dialog, we hear that the first edit field that we land in is asking for my first name. I'll go ahead and type this in.
E-A-R-L-E.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, name details, middle name, colon, edit.
And I'm going to leave this blank, so I'll go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab, name details, last name, colon, edit.
And I'll type my last name in.
A-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
And if I press Insert plus the letter E, I'll go ahead and do this now.
Default button is OK.
I hear that the OK button is the default button in this dialog, so I'll go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button.
Enter, document-hjpad, personal information 2, dialog, full name .. Edit, Earl Harrison.
And we hear that my full name has been entered into this full name edit field. So we land in the original dialog that we came into upon activating the single page 2 dialog, and the full name edit field is now filled in, when in fact I could have simply typed in my first and last name into this field originally and then simply tapped the next control. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control now.
Tab, street, colon, edit.
And like single page 1, this is a multi-line edit field. I'll go ahead and type my address in now.
1180 space 31st space cert space n period.
I should have probably put training department at the top, so I'm going to press the home key.
Home.
And if I press the number 5 or center key on the numpad, I'll go ahead and do this.
1.
I hear that my insertion point is just to the left of the first character on the line that I just typed, which is the number 1. I'm going to add a blank line above this one by pressing the Enter key.
Enter.
I'll press the up arrow one time, and I'm going to type in Training Department.
T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G space D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
I'll press Home to move back to the beginning of this line.
Home.
And now I'll press the JAWS Say All command, Insert plus down arrow.
Training Department 11831 ST port end period.
And I'll tap to the next control.
Tab City colon edit combo.
Again, just like in single page 1, we end up on this City Edit combo box, and I know that St. Petersburg isn't in the list, so I'll simply type this in.
S-T-E-R-F-R-G.
And I'll tap to the next control.
Tab State colon list box, not selected Alabama.
Single page 1 asked us for the same information, except here it's in the form of a list box, as opposed to in single page 1, it was a combo box in which we could either type in the state that we're from or choose from the same list. However, here, this is only one control. It's just the list box, so we need to simply choose from the list. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab, postal code, colon, edit.
And we hear that we're being asked for our postal code again. I'll go ahead and type this in.
33716.
And tab to the next control.
Tab, phone number, colon, edit.
Here we're being asked to enter our phone number, and this sounds like just another edit field. However, this control utilizes a feature known as masking. Masking allows the user to simply enter in the information a particular control is asking for, and the formatting of that information is carried out automatically. You'll frequently encounter masking during installations of programs, when it asks for your serial number, for example, or in databases, where information needs to be entered in a consistent format. I'm going to go ahead and type in my phone number in this field, but I'm not going to add any parentheses, dashes, or spaces. I'll go ahead and type this in now.
7 2 7 8 0 3 8 0 0 0.
Notice if I do a say current line here, insert plus up arrow.
Phone number colon edit 7,278,038,000.
We hear that this just appears as one long number. However, if I press the tab key to move to the next control, I'll go ahead and do this.
Tab, clear form button.
And then shift tab back to our phone number edit field.
Shift tab, phone number colon edit, left paren 727, right paren 803-8000.
We hear that the parentheses, spaces, and dashes have automatically been entered. I'm going to go ahead and move to the next control.
Tab, clear form button.
Again, we have a clear form button.
Tab, OK button.
And an OK button. And of course, we've also got a cancel button here. I'm just going to accept the changes that I made to this dialog and activate the OK button.
Enter, edit.
So far, the pages that we've been exploring have been single-page dialogues. Let's go ahead and activate a multi-page dialog from within that same sample dialog submenu. I'll press Alt plus T.
Alt T, menu active, tools, spell checker, dot 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 F7.
Down arrow to sample dialog submenu.
Sample dialog submenu.
Press Enter.
Enter, single page 1, dot dot dot.
And I'll down arrow until I hear multi-page.
Single page 2, dot dot dot. Multi-page dot dot dot.
I'll press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, tracking my progress dialog, general page. This multi-page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial period. The 6 other pages within this multi-page dialog allow you to track your progress after you learn a new keystroke or how to perform a new activity period. Each page tab has been given a label comma, which describes a list of skills found on that page period. Once you feel you have gained a solid understanding of a skill, comma, go to the page, comma, which describes that skill and press spacebar to insert a check in the associated checkbox, period. Make sure you save the changes you make to the page by activating the apply button, period. When you make changes in this multi-dash page, comma, you also update the list view contained within the sample dialog submenu, comma, which tracks the same skills, period. If you wish to clear all the sample dialogs with an HJPad at one time, comma, go to the clear samples menu item listed in the sample dialog submenu and press the enter key, period. General tab.
So we heard a lot of text read to us, and this is a page on this multi-page dialog, in this case called the general tab page, containing a lot of static text and three controls. Three controls being an OK button, a cancel button, and an apply button. Two key words that you're going to want to listen for when entering a dialog that you've never been in before are the words tab and page. And those are usually indications that you have landed on a multi-page dialog. In this case, as I said earlier, we heard a lot of text. However, in some cases, you're not going to hear all the text immediately upon entering a multi-page dialog with a lot of static text. So you're going to want to double check that you've heard everything, that is, if you're interested in what information is being presented on a particular page. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor by pressing the key combination insert plus the minus key or the dash key on the numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Route JAWS to PC.
And now I can simply down arrow through the text in this dialog.
This multi-dash page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training.
So feel free to stop this lesson and explore the rest of the text within this dialog before continuing on with this lesson. I'm going to turn my PC cursor back on.
PC cursor.
And I'm going to use the standard Windows keystroke to move between page tabs. I'll press the key combination of Control plus the tab key.
System.
We hear now that we've landed on the system page tab in this multi-page dialog. For the most part, this dialog has been created to help you track your progress by checking the various checkboxes on these pages. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the first control within the system page tab.
Tab, get help checkbox not checked.
The first choice here is get help checkbox not checked. And since we've already been through the section on using the various JAWS help features, I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing the space bar.
Space.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, open the start menu checkbox not checked.
We have opened the start menu, so I'm going to check this. Space bar.
Space.
And I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, switch between applications checkbox not checked.
We've switched between applications. I'll go ahead and press the space bar.
Space.
And tab to the next control.
Tab, quit the active application checkbox not checked.
We learned how to close the Notepad application in an earlier lesson, so I'll go ahead and press the space bar on this.
Space.
And I'll tab again.
Tab, close a child window checkbox not checked.
Go ahead and stop the lesson. Tab through the various checkboxes on this page. When you're finished, press the Control plus Tab key to move to the next page tab and do the same thing. Continue this process until you return to the General page tab, at which point you may press the Enter key to activate the OK button and return your application focus to the HJPad main application window. I'm going to press Control tab until I hear General tab.
Navigation slash Editing. Windows Miscellaneous. JAWS Miscellaneous. JAWS Screen Review. JAWS Help slash Customization. General.
There it is. In this multi-page dialog, pressing Control plus Tab simply cycles us through all the available page tabs. Some multi-page dialogs don't wrap, however, so in these cases, it is sometimes necessary to press Control plus Shift plus Tab to reverse the order in which you are moving through these page tabs to bring you back to the first page in a particular dialog. I'll press Insert plus the letter E just to make sure that the OK button is the default button in this case.
Default button is OK.
And it is, so I'll press the Enter key to activate the OK button.
Enter, edit.
You have reached the end of side one. Please fast forward to the end to cue up side two and turn the tape over. Table of contents for tape three, side two, lesson 10.
HJPAD sample dialogues. Continued.
The next item that we're going to look at in our samples dialog menu is a list view. Let's go ahead and activate the list view dialog by first pressing Alt plus T to activate the tools menu.
Alt T menu active tools spell checker dot 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 F7.
I'll down arrow to sample dialogs.
Sample dialog submenu.
Press enter.
Enter single page one dot dot dot.
And this time, instead of down arrowing through my choices, I'm simply going to press the letter L for list view.
L leaving menus list view dot dot dot. List view tracking my progress dialog. You can track your progress in this list view as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial period. Press the letter quote C quote to mark the command quote complete quote, or press the letter quote N quote to mark the command quote not completed quote period. When you mark your status here, comma, you also make changes to the multi-dash page dialog, comma, which tracks the same skills period. List 1 list view get help system completed 1 of 107.
So again, in this dialog we have a lot of static text which you can feel free to go back and read using your JAWS cursor. However, the gist of this dialogue is that here we have a list view containing 107 items, which are either marked completed or not completed, depending on what you checked in that multi-page dialogue. And the first item that appears in my list is currently selected. I'm going to do a read line to hear what this says again.
Get help system completed.
Get help system completed, and as you may recall, in my case, I did check the checkbox in the multi-page dialog. But if, for whatever reason, I wanted to change the status and say that, no, I did not cover this material, I could simply press the letter N to make this not completed. I'm going to go ahead and press the letter N now.
N.
I'll do a read current line.
Get help system not completed.
And JAWS now reports, get system help not completed. And as you can probably guess, the selections that you make within this list view are going to correspond directly to the selections that you made in the multi-page dialog box. So in other words, if you change the status of any of the items in this list view, these changes will be equally reflected in that multi-page dialog. So we've activated this list view, and upon getting into this dialog, JAWS spoke, get help, system, and not completed. These are actually three different categories, and they're arranged in vertical columns. Each of these columns has what's called a header, which you really can't get to with your application focus. So in order to read what the header for each of these columns are, I'm going to go ahead and route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Route JAWS to PC.
And remember, when we first activated this dialog, we ended up in the list view, and in this list, the first item by default is selected. All I have to do now is simply up arrow one time.
Command header bar category header bar status header bar scroll up symbol.
And we can find out what each of the header labels are for each of those columns. Oftentimes when information is organized in a column, like we have in this list view, they're often designed to take up a certain amount of space on the screen, that is, have a maximum amount of space that you can insert information into. The outer boundaries of these columns may be exceeded. Remember, to read the headers of each of these columns, we turned on our JAWS cursor, so in order to actually track the application focus within this list, we're going to have to turn the PC cursor back on, so I'll go ahead and do that.
PC cursor.
And now I'm going to down arrow three times to show you what JAWS says when information exceeds column boundaries.
Open the Start menu. Shut down windows. Switch between aptly dot dot dot.
Joss speaks, switch between aptly dot dot dot, which is an indication that not all the information that was entered for this list view item fits within the column. We can expand our view to accommodate the column containing the most information. The Windows standard keystroke to do this is Control plus the plus key on the numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Control numpad plus switch between applications.
Now notice that JAWS speaks switch between applications instead of switch between apply dot dot dot. Now notice if I do a say line.
Switch between application system not comp.
JAWS speaks switch between applications system not comp. So we hear that the last column has been cut off because unlike earlier when we heard dot dot dot, the contents of this dialog actually exceeds the actual physical boundaries of the list view area. However, as you toggle the status of the various list view items, you'll still be able to get enough information to tell whether or not these items have been completed or not completed. When we pressed Control plus the plus key to resize this dialog, we only resized it temporarily because if we were to exit this dialog and come back in, we would see that this dialog would once again be in its default state. Now we can either arrow down through this list and mark each individual item completed or not completed, or we can select multiple items from within this list, either contiguously or non-contiguously. Selecting contiguously means that we select one item after another. Non-contiguously means that items don't necessarily have to be next to each other. Select a contiguous group of items from within this list by holding down the Shift key, and while keeping that Shift key held down, pressing the down arrow key. I'm going to go ahead and do this now.
Select with the active application. Select open the find dot. Select open the properties dialog. Select move to the menu bar.
So I've selected several items in the row, and I can hear what has been selected by using the JAWS keystroke, Shift, plus Insert, plus the down arrow key. I'll go ahead and do this.
Selected text is switch between applications. Quit the active application. Open the find dialog. Open the properties dialog. Move to the menu bar.
So we've got several items selected here in our list. And remember that when we were in our multi-page dialog before, we checked some checkboxes and left some checkboxes unchecked. And there's a direct correlation between that multi-page dialog and this dialog. However, since we've got these items all selected, whether we press C for completed or N for not completed, it's going to change the status to reflect that choice. So in other words, if we had three items in this selected group that had not been completed and three that had been completed, pressing C would make them all completed, and pressing the letter N would make them all not completed. I'm going to go ahead and press the letter C now.
C, quit the active application, open the find dialog, open the properties dialog, move to the menu bar.
And we hear that all of the selected items are now marked completed. We can remove the selection from these items by pressing any of our navigational keys. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key.
Choose a menu item.
Now that group that we've selected is no longer selected, and the item that JAWS just spoke is the only selected item. Now let's look at selecting a non-contiguous group of list view items. We can accomplish this by holding the Control key down, and while keeping that Control key held down, pressing the down arrow key. As we navigate through this list with the Control key held down, we'll hear that all the items that we come across in our list is going to be not selected until we select them. And we can select an item by pressing the space bar. And remember, the Control key is going to be held down the entire time I'm moving through this list and pressing the space bar to select these items. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow one time.
Not selected. Choose a menu item system not comp.
So JAWS speaks not selected. I'm going to down arrow again. And remember, I've got the Control key held down still.
Not selected. Cancel or close a menu system not comp.
Now down arrow one more time.
Not selected, cancel or close a submenu system not comp.
And I'm going to select this item by pressing the space bar.
Cancel or close a submenu.
So So we've got two items selected. I could simply press Shift plus Insert plus down arrow. I'll go ahead and do this.
Selected text is moved to the menu bar. Cancel or close a submenu.
So that's how to select a non-contiguous group of items. And if you wanted to, you could continue to down arrow with the control key held down and make more selections. I'm just going to press the letter C to mark the two items that I've got selected complete.
C, cancel or close a submenu.
I'm going to go ahead and activate the OK button by pressing the Enter key now.
Enter, edit.
The last dialog that we're going to explore is a tree view dialog. And of course, this can be accessed from within that same sample dialog submenu. I'll go ahead and press Alt plus T.
Alt T, menu active, tools, spell checker, ...F7.
This time I'm just going to press the letter D to open that sample dialogs submenu.
D, sample dialogs, single page one, ...
And press the letter T for tree view.
T, leaving menus, tree view of Windows controls dialog, 3-1 tree view, graphic 965 menus closed.
A tree view is a Windows control in which items are presented in a hierarchical format. And this information typically appears vertically on your computer screen. Upon activating the tree view, we end up on what's called level 0. That is, the first item that appears in the tree view is selected. As we navigate through this tree view, we're going to have the option of making different tree view levels branch out. For example, on level 0, that is where we end up by default, we've got three different areas: drop-down menus, menus, and dialogues. Let's go ahead and press Insert plus F1, the JAWS keystroke, to get screen-sensitive help to hear how to proceed within this dialog.
Preview level 0. Use up or down arrow to read through the items, or press the first letter to jump through the list. Use the right or left arrow keys to open or close an item, or use shift with the plus or minus key to move to the prior level. Press backspace to move to the root of the tree. Press home to move to the last item on the tree. Press end.
So we got a lot of information there, and the first thing that John said was level 0. Let's go ahead and start navigating through this tree view. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key once.
Graphic 160, drop-down menus closed.
So we hear JAWS speak drop-down menus. I'm going to down arrow to the next item in this tree view.
Graphic 348, dialogues closed.
And JAWS speaks graphic 348, dialogues closed. You're probably wondering what significance that graphics label has here in this tree view, and the answer at this point is that for our purposes, they really have no significance at all. As a matter of fact, in the lesson on JAWS verbosity settings, you're going to learn how to either turn off these graphics altogether or have JAWS only speak graphics that have been labeled. But for now, we're just going to turn off graphics temporarily. I'm going to go ahead and activate the verbosity dialog by pressing Insert plus the letter V, as in Victor.
JAWS, adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, user verbosity, 1 of 8.
I'm going to press the letter G for graphics.
G, graphics verbosity.
And I'm going to toggle this item off by pressing the space bar.
Space, no graphics.
I'll press Enter to accept this change and exit this dialog.
Enter, document-hjpad, tree view of Windows controls dialog, 3-1 tree view, dialogs closed.
And now you'll notice, as we navigate through this tree, that graphics will no longer be spoken. And again, this is just a temporary setting. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key one time.
Dialogs closed.
And you notice that JAWS once again speaks dialogue closed. That's because we are at the third and last item in this tree view. I'm going to jump back up to the top of the tree by pressing the home key.
Home, menus.
Menus, the first item in our tree is selected. And I'm going to go ahead and open this or expand tree view level 1 by pressing the right arrow key.
Menus opened.
So we've opened this item, that is the menus item, from within level 0. However, our focus is still on menus. Everything that appears below menus is going to be on level 1. I'm going to down arrow one time.
Level 1, drop-down menu.
So the first thing that Josh spoke was level 1, and the first item contained within level 1 is called drop-down menu. And this is a sub-item of menu, which is on level 0 and is still visible on the screen. If we were to up arrow right now, we would return back to level 0. However, I'm going to go ahead and down arrow now and take a look at a couple of the other items contained within level 1. I'll down arrow one time.
Hotkey closed.
JavaSpeak's hotkey closed. So this is another item on level 1, which is a sub-item to menu. I'm going to down arrow again.
Title closed.
There's title, and I'm going to down arrow one more time.
Level 0, drop dash down menus.
We hear that we've returned to level 0. This is because when you've navigated all the way through one level, you'll return to the previous level, and JAWS will notify you of this. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow one time.
Dialogues.
Notice this time we didn't hear level 0 or level 1 because we're still on level 0 and we're only going to be notified of what level we are on when there is a change in the tree view level. Let's go ahead and open the Dialogues tree view item by pressing the right arrow key.
Dialogues.
So we've once again opened Dialogues, which is part of preview level 0, and I'm going to down arrow one time to move to the next level.
Level 1, button.
And JawSpeak's level 1, button. The items contained on this tree view level are all sub-items of controls that you will encounter in dialog boxes. Each of these items contain a functional and physical description. Let's take a look at the functional and physical description for the combo box item in this tree view. I'm going to down arrow twice.
Checkbox closed.
Again.
Combo box closed.
And now I'm going to press the right arrow to expand this item.
Combo box opened.
And now a down arrow to the first item in level 2.
Level 2. Functional description.
Since this is the last level in this tree view, we're not going to hear whether or not a particular item is closed or opened. However, in this particular dialog, there is a functional description which I will now tab to.
Description colon edit.
JawSpeak's description colon edit. And this is because this is a read-only edit field, and all the text within this field is currently highlighted or selected. I'm going to remove the selection and move my cursor to the upper left corner of this window by pressing Control in combination with the Home key now.
Top of file, in some cases, comma, it is.
Okay, so this was just to ensure that my cursor was in the upper left-hand corner of this edit field. And now I can simply do the JAWS command, say all, insert plus down arrow.
In some cases, comma, it is necessary for you to select from a specific collection of choices, period. These choices are contained within an attached list box and can be reviewed before making your final choice, period. Use the up or down arrow keys to cycle between the choices or press the first letter or begin typing the word that you wish to jump to, period. To open the list box, press the key combination alt plus down arrow, period. Press escape or enter to save and close the list box, period.
So here we get a functional description on how to operate a combo box. So because we used the say all command, our cursor is now located on the last line in this edit field. I'm going to go ahead and press Control plus Home to go to the top again.
Top of file, in some cases, comma, it is.
And this time I'm going to press say all. But shortly after that, I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech.
In some cases, comma, it is necessary for you to select from a specific.
So I can stop the reading at any time and view the text in this edit field in detail by using any of the JAWS navigational commands. Now I'm going to shift tab back over to that tree view.
3-1 tree view, functional description.
Now let's down arrow.
Physical description.
And now I'm going to tab over to that read-only edit field to hear a physical description of what a combo box looks like.
Description colon edit.
Once again, I'm going to control home to the top of this edit field.
Top of file appears as a rectangular.
And I'm going to press insert plus down arrow, say all.
Appears as a rectangular edit box with a graphic of a down arrow appearing to the right of the edit box, period. This arrow indicates more choices are contained within an attached list box, period. One of the choices can be displayed in the edit box, period.
Let's recap what we've learned about this particular tree view so far. Level 0 contains the three main areas in which you'll find various Windows controls. Level 1 contains the specific controls associated with those areas, and Level 2 contains functional and physical descriptions for those controls. I'm just going to shift tab back to my tree view.
3-1 tree view, physical description.
We can return back to the first level in this tree view by either pressing the up arrow key until we get there, or we can move to the previous level by pressing the backspace key. I'm going to go ahead and press the backspace key now.
Level 1, combo box.
And I'll press it one more time.
Level 0, dialogues.
Go ahead and stop the lesson and explore this dialog a little bit on your own. However, be aware that this dialog is going to change according to what level you happen to be on. For example, that read-only edit field is going to contain the same text on levels 0 and 1 and will not change until you get to level 2, in which case it'll contain either a physical or functional description depending on what you select. Also be aware that if you exit this dialog and then come back into it, it's going to appear in its default state, that is, with all tree view levels collapsed to level 0. I'm going to go ahead and exit this dialog by pressing the Enter key now.
Edit.
And again, we've returned to the HJPAD main application window. I'm going to go back into my sample dialog submenu.
Menu active tools, spell checker, dot, 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 F7.
D.
Sample dialogs, single page 1, dot, dot, dot.
And I know that the last item in this menu is clear sample, so I'm going to actually up arrow to get to the last item.
Clear samples.
Pressing Enter on this menu item is going to clear all of those sample dialogs that we modified earlier. Single page 1, single page 2, the multi-page dialog, and the list view, and place them in their original state. So if you want to continue to track your progress, don't press Enter on this item. If I wanted to back out of this menu and return my focus to the menu bar, I could press the Escape key, and then to get back to the main application window, I would have to press the Escape key again. But since I know I wanted to simply return back to that main application window, I'm just going to press the Alt key.
Leaving menus.
And we've returned to the main application window.
You have reached the end of Side 2. Please fast forward to the end to queue up Side 1 for your next listening.